Unit 15.
Страница 882. 1. Прослушайте и прочитайте вслух предложение.
1. I'll be waiting for you near the theater. 2. I'll be seeing my consultant tomorrow morning. 3. We'll be looking forward to seeing you in Moscow soon. 4. You'll recognize me. I'll be wearing a white coat and a red hat, and I'll be holding a red handbag. 5. I'll be going to the post office soon. Do you need anything there?
Страница 882. 2. Прослушайте и прочитайте диалоги вслух.
1.
Will you be using your bike this afternoon?
No. You may have it till tomorrow morning.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. 2.
I'll be going to the post office later. Shall I get you anything?
Yes. 2 large envelopes and 3 small ones, if you don't mind.
No, not at all.
Страницы 883-884. 1. Прослушайте и прочитайте вслух предложение.
1. Whoever told you that didn't tell you the truth. 2. Whatever problems you have, you can always come to me for help. 3. Whatever language you decide to learn, be prepared to work hard. 4. It has the same result whichever way you do it. 5. Wherever you go for your holiday, I'll be pleased to join you. 6. Whenever he went to London, he stayed at the Hilton.
Страницы 884-885. 5. Прослушайте и прочитайте диалоги вслух.
1. Making hotel reservations by telephone.
Central Hotel. Good morning. Can I help you?
Good morning. I'd like to reserve a single room with bath, beginning next Tuesday.
Name, please.
Victor Lavrov.
And how long will you be staying, Mr. Lavrov?
I'll be staying for 10 days. And one more thing. I'd like it to be a quiet room, not overlooking the street.
Just a moment. Unfortunately, we haven't got any such accommodation available at the moment. But the hotel's situated in a very quiet part. I'm sure you'll enjoy your stay here, whichever room you book.
Oh, thanks. I'll leave it to you then.
Oh, very good, sir. We'll be looking forward to seeing you next Tuesday.
2. Checking in.
Good morning, sir. Can I help you?
My name's Victor Lavrov. I believe you have a room booked for me.
Just a second. Yes, it's a single room with a bath on the 3rd floor, facing the park. Just bed and breakfast, right?
Yes, that's right. What time's breakfast?
From 8 to 10, sir.
Would you call me at 7:45, please?
Certainly, sir. Just sign here.
Is that all?
Yes, sir. Here's your key. Room 327 on the 3rd floor. I'll have your luggage sent up.
Страница 887. 7. Прослушайте и прочитайте вслух рассказ.
A Republican and a Democrat. It isn't difficult to travel now. People can travel by train and by plane, and if they have cars, they can drive to any place they want. But over 100 years ago, it wasn't as easy to travel as it is now. Though there were trains at that time, people often used horses. Here is a story about an American congressman who was traveling from New York to Washington on horseback. On his way, he had to stop at a small hotel for the night. The owner of the hotel came out to meet him. The congressman asked if there was a room available to the next morning. Certainly, the owner of the hotel answered. But I want to know whether you are Republican or a Democrat. Why do you want to know? The congressman asked. You'll see, the owner of the hotel explained. I want to do my best for all my visitors. And I've heard that a Republican likes good accommodation for himself, and a Democrat is more interested in a warm place and good food for his horse. Then, said the congressman, I am a Republican, and my horse is a Democrat.